Chazal, the rabbis in the days of the Mishnah, legislated that food which isn't edible raw and is fit for serving on a royal table is only kosher if a Yisrael participates in the cooking of the food. This prohibition is known as Bishul Akum, and food prepared with the Yisrael's participation is called Bishul Yisrael. This segment will deal with the definition of the term edible raw. As mentioned, edible raw, a food which is edible raw, does not require Bishul Yisrael. And the poskim discuss, what does it mean that something is edible raw? The first piece of information is that edible raw changes by the date, the time, and the location that you're in. A good example of that is that in years back, carrots and celery were only eaten cooked, and only animals would eat them raw, and therefore the carrot or a celery was cooked, it required Bishul Yisrael. Nowadays, in contrast, carrots and celery are eaten raw all the time, and therefore, if in the cooking of carrots and celery, Bishul Yisrael, a Jew's participation, is not required. But there are some cases that are a little bit more involved in that we'd like to go through today. Hearts of palm and baby corn are two foods which the harvesting of those foods is very labor-intensive, and for that reason, those foods are only grown commercially in certain countries where the labor is very cheap, and then the product is cooked and canned and shipped around the world for people to enjoy in other countries. As such, those foods, hearts of palm and baby corn, and there are other examples of that, those foods are never eaten raw, for example, here in the United States, because it's hard to come by even a raw baby corn or raw hearts of palm. But in fact, in the countries where they grow and where they're harvested, they taste fine. Then vacationers in Hawaii, we're told, are even served it as an exotic dish, is fresh hearts of palm. The food is inherently edible raw. There's nothing that would keep someone from wanting to eat it. But in practice, let us say in the United States, nobody eats hearts of palm raw because they don't have a chance to eat them. So should that food be treated as a food which is edible raw, or should we treat that as a food that's not edible raw because, in fact, no one eats it raw? So the Shach in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, Sifkat Yutes, says that the definition of edible raw means a food which people would only eat cooked because they don't like they can't take the raw taste. The food is so hard or so tough or something else or so bland that nobody would want to eat it raw. But if you have a food that inherently tastes fine raw, but people happen to prefer the cooked taste, or in our example, they don't prefer the cooked taste, but they just don't have an opportunity to eat it raw because for shipping reasons, it doesn't make it. It can only make it to the United States in a cooked form. So in those cases, that food is considered edible raw because the food inherently is edible raw. Therefore, for that reason, baby corn and hearts of palm are considered edible raw, and those foods do not require Bishul Yisrael. They can be prepared even without a Jew participating in the cooking. Let's now move to a different type of corn, not baby corn, but sweet corn. Within corn, it's just worth noting, within corn there's what's called field corn and sweet corn. Field corn is something which is definitely not edible raw. It takes hours of cooking to make it fit for human consumption, and it's primarily used for animal feed. There are human food applications for it also, but we're going to leave field corn on the side for now. We're going to discuss sweet corn. Sweet corn is a food which is inherently edible raw. When we take sweet corn off the ground, if you eat it at the time, it's quite sweet when it first comes off the ground. Within a couple of hours or days, it loses much of its sweetness. But a sweet corn that you could buy in the store, just corn on the cob that you buy in the store, to the surprise of many people, tastes just fine as is. And people are able to eat it. There's nothing wrong with the taste. However, sweet corn tastes better when it's cooked. I shouldn't say it tastes better. People prefer the taste of sweet corn after it's cooked. So how do we treat a food like that? Here's a food where we have an opportunity to eat it raw. This is not like baby corn or hearts of palm. We do have the opportunity to eat the food raw, but we choose to eat it cooked because we prefer the taste. So one understanding of the Shach would say is, since the food is edible raw, it tastes fine raw, and were you to feed it to somebody and not tell them they had an option of eating it cooked, they would be happy to eat it. It tastes fine.
That's one option. Or another understanding of shachas, of the shachas, that in this case, where absolutely just about nobody eats corn on the cob without cooking it first, even though they would, that is reflective of being not being considered edible raw because nobody would do it even though they have the opportunity to do so. A further example or a further application of that is other foods, an example of which is butternut squash. Butternut squash, most people who have eaten it would swear that you could only eat it cooked. It, of course, tastes good cooked or baked or different ways of preparing it. But in fact, if one takes a butternut squash, cuts it up, and dices it into bite-sized pieces, they taste fine. They taste a certain amount like raw carrots with a little bit of a different taste. And the question of there's absolutely nobody who would eat it raw. Nobody would dream of eating it raw. But again, if one were to feed it to someone and not tell them that they have the option of having it cooked, they would think it's considered edible raw. And depending on the understanding of the shach as to whether edible raw, how edible does it have to be? I mean, nobody eats it raw, but people would eat it raw if they had a choice. Should we or should we not consider that edible raw? On that hinges the question of whether sweet corn and to an even further extent butternut squash require bishul yisrael. Now let's move to one more topic, which is the question of fish as to whether fish is considered edible raw. In years past, let us go back 20, 30 years, that was a simple question. Of course fish is not edible raw. No one eats fish without cooking it. But the question is that in more recent years, as sushi has become more popular, sushi is raw fish eaten mixed with some other ingredients. It's eaten raw. And the question is, should we therefore say, well, since people eat sushi, that means fish is edible raw, in which case wouldn't need bishul yisrael. And there are a number of reasons why that is not in fact true. The first is that, as I mentioned earlier, in order for something to be considered edible raw, it has to be that most people in that location and at that time eat that food raw. So that is to say, even if there are people a couple of people who eat something raw, that doesn't make it edible raw. It has to be most people in that place. So now, we now have our judgment call as to whether in each location, let's take in New York, in LA, in Chicago, in each location, do most people consider sushi to be edible? Would most people be willing to eat sushi? Or would most people look at sushi and say that they can't stomach it, it doesn't taste good, they can't possibly think of eating it? So the first reason why sushi is edible raw doesn't make all fish be edible raw is because it's not clear that in every location, in fact, most of the people in that city or town would be willing to eat it raw. Secondly is that even if it were true, in one city, in San Francisco, let's say, most people would eat sushi raw, what would happen then if the plant that produces the fish isn't San Francisco, but is shipping that produce to New York City? And in New York City, most of the people do not eat sushi and do not consider sushi to be edible raw. Would that food require bishul yisrael because the people who will be eating it, that is the consumers in New York, will be eating a food that they don't consider to be edible raw, and therefore that food requires bishul yisrael because it's a food that wasn't edible raw? Or should we say, no, it was cooked in San Francisco. In San Francisco, most of the people in that city eat fish raw, and therefore it doesn't need bishul yisrael because in the place of the cooking, the place where it could potentially become non-kosher, in that location, the food was edible raw. That's a question discussed in the poskim. In fact, there's been a discussion within the OU's poskim, their senior rabbinic advisors, and it's beyond the scope of this discussion to get into that. Another reason as to why the fact that people eat sushi doesn't make fish be considered raw is because within fish, there's two grades of fish, a very fresh and very fine fish is called sushi grade. It's of a higher level, and that fish is suitable to be used for sushi. Once a fish sits for some time, or it's frozen, or it wasn't the finest catch in the first place, that fish is not suitable for sushi anymore, and it would go to regular fish production, which is cooked or baked or fried or however else a fish is produced. Therefore, in considering whether cooked fish is edible raw or not, the fish that's in front of you, that is to say, the tuna that's in the can or the salmon that's going to be cooked or whatever other fish is going to be cooked, that the fish that's in front of you is most likely was not sushi grade, and that fish was by no means suitable for eating raw. Therefore, in most cases of processed fish, or even fish cooked in a restaurant, is most likely was not a sushi grade fish, and therefore it is considered to be not edible raw. And finally, one more reason why fish is considered not edible raw, or potentially not considered edible raw, even though people eat raw sushi, is because it's very rare that people eat just the fish as is without any other trappings. In most cases, sushi is served together with rice and seaweed and maybe some other ingredients. And for that reason, although the fish is being eaten raw, there are those who say that the fish is really serving as a spice, so to speak, as a flavoring within the rice. And since the sushi itself would not be edible raw, people would not sit down and just eat the fish as is without the other trappings. Therefore, that's not enough to make it be considered edible raw. To summarize, the Chazal, the rabbis of the Mishnah, legislated that which is not edible raw and which is fit for serving at a royal table requires a Jew's participation in the cooking of the food. In defining edible raw, we explain that edible raw means in the time and place where we're located, most people would eat that food raw. But in that location means people would eat it raw if they had the opportunity or they had a choice to eat it raw. But the fact that they only are given a choice to eat it cooked does not take away from it. Therefore, baby corn, hearts of palm are considered edible raw, even though we only see them in a cooked form. Sweet corn and butternut squash are a little bit more of a question because they're the raw food, taste okay, but 99% of the people only eat it in a cooked form because they prefer that taste. Then we discuss sushi. Fish is considered to be required Bishul Yisrael because it's not edible raw. And there were a number of explanations as the question on that is, well, sushi is edible raw. People eat sushi. And a number of answers were given. Firstly, it's not clear if people in each location, in fact, if most of the people eat it raw, it has to be edible raw, possibly in the place where it was cooked or eaten. Sushi-grade fish, most fish is not sushi-grade. And lastly, that the sushi is usually eaten together with other ingredients, rice and seaweed, and therefore the fish itself is not considered edible raw. Thank you.